This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all.
Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI.
Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow.
Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stuff I Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio. And welcome to another edition of Happy Hour. Please remember to drink responsibly or do whatever you are doing responsibly. Samantha, what are you sipping on?
I'm stickling.
Stickling, wow. Yeah.
That's why I'm sticking to just my bubble water.
Okay.
What about you?
I have a margarita.
There it is.
I am trying to clean out some space in my refrigerator. Samantha warns me today I might be in imminent need to clean out even more space because of a sponsor. So
it's true.
All hands on deck.
All hands
situation
on deck.
Over here. So, the order of our episodes got all mixed around. But originally I had a different happy hour planned for today, but it became a Monday mini. So look out for that. So this is kind of a short notice one that I wanted to do. And it is just an update on some game stuff that's going on, because recently it was Game Master's Day, which is what I am for Dungeons and Dragons. I am the game master. That's basically somebody who just runs a game and, it can take a lot of forms. Mine is very intense, I'll say, because I put a lot of work on myself to write this campaign and to make all the props and to do all the things. But you don't have to. It doesn't have to be that way. So I just want to do a rundown. And Samantha, I know you are going to have an episode soon about your game update.
It's true.
So this is fun. I got my island is a year old. My Animal Crossing island.
I'm scared to look at my island. It's been a minute.
Ha ha ha. Mine looks great.
Okay, then.
No, I'm excited to hear your updates. But in the meantime, here are some of mine. This will probably be a shorter episode, but you never know. I can get going and going. So, for Dungeons and Dragons, the last time we checked in about that and where my campaign is, they had just talked to George Lucas, essentially, and he was a very sad person who was not going to help them out because his story got, like, out of control and created this, like, evil monster, and he doesn't know what to do about it. But now they sort of know who the villain is, and they had come to the conclusion that fan fiction was very important to save the world. They came up with this on their own. I didn't have anything to do with this. But I loved it, and I ran with it.
They did this for you. They curated.
They might have. Well, because I have a character named after my old username, August Wind, And she died after she tried to publish. She was murdered after she tried to publish a story taking down kind of the crime factions, like an actual not fan fiction.
Okay.
But now, kind of hilariously, because George Lucas was unwilling to help, and because of this book, they think that she maybe wrote the like story that they need and has clues in it, which was fun because I had to go write the story. It was great. I have like, I made this board, this memorial board of all her fan fiction quotes. Like,
aww.
I've unfolded it, you know, it was really good. so they did that. And then one of them, oh my gosh, I'm not going to go into the mechanics of this, but I'm still mad about it. But he rolled like one of the highest rolls I've ever seen.
Really?
It shouldn't have been possible what he did. Because basically with D&D, you set like difficulty levels.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So if you roll D20, then whatever that score is can equal the difficulty level. So like a medium difficulty would be 12. Whatever, whatever. And now a D20 obviously goes up to 20, but you can add a bunch of modifiers. So if you want something to be kind of impossible, you make it 25 or 30, because then they'd have to like roll a 20 and get a bunch of.
Okay.
He did it. Oh, I was so angry. Because oh. Then I had to make up this whole other thing because he didn't go the way I thought he was going to go, even with that. I want to just behind the scenes show of me lamenting like the thing that I did.
How
that they
do
didn't.
This?
Yeah. It worked out, but I was like, oh. In the next episode, they are going to court. They got served some papers for their deeds. They're going to have to defend themselves. So I got to make up all the characters who are testifying against them and all their testimonies and stuff. I think it'll be fun. But I will say they're close to the end, and I have anxiety about making the ending a good ending. And we talked about this with my last campaign, which was years long as well.
Mm.
The ending kind of fizzled out. Like, it happens, but because of the pandemic and we were doing it over, you know, video, it was much more difficult to have longer sessions.
Mm-hmm.
Just because, you know, you're sitting around a computer. That was our case anyway. I know friends who still do it online. So the last, I built like this apparatus and stuff for the final battle. And then eventually I was like, everybody's tired. I just got to end this. So the ending kind of just like was based on exhaustion. This one, I'm hoping it will be good. They're close. They are close. Answers will be revealed. The truth of Peaches will be revealed.
love it.
So it's been going well. I do, like I said, I don't like that I've made it so much work for myself, but I did that to myself. This is not on anyone but me. To the point that Lauren, who's in the campaign, friend of the show, Lauren Vogelbaum, told the others, like, if you play D&D again and she's not your DM, it probably won't be like this.
Yeah.
Which I'll take as a compliment. But
it is.
Yeah. But it does mean that I never plan them. I wait until they ask, can we play again? And then I'll start working on it.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. Because I mean, the scheduling demon is so hard. That's the joke of D&D is the biggest enemy you face is the schedule.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer? Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today. Health Aid Kombucha.
And then recently, as you and I were talking about off mic, and I believe we discussed in the upcoming mini Monday mini very briefly, I did get to hang out with your partner. We went to go see Dune 2 with a group of people. And afterwards, I left very awkwardly and abruptly.
I didn't say you did that.
But I felt like I did.
Oh, okay. He just said you had to go because of the gameplay.
Yes, because Final Fantasy VII Rebirth came out that day. And me and my friend who grew up together, Katie, who has been on the show, we used to play that game all the time together. We have a lot of very fond memories with it. We have a lot of thoughts about shipping with it because I've discussed before, but it's a big game where you can choose who you end up with, and people picked their sides. And okay, I'm going to try to not spoil it, but it's not following the original game exactly. So I don't know what's going to happen, but there's a big moment in the shipping wars that hasn't happened yet. And I don't know if it will happen because they kind of changed the story. So I don't know. But so we went right after this Dune viewing to go play it for a couple hours. We didn't get that far, honestly, but it was really, really fun. And I liked there was a lot of restaurants nearby. A couple, I won't say a lot, that were doing Final Fantasy VII specials. So I was like, hey, this is a thing.
Yeah.
But it did get me thinking about gatekeeping because I've discussed before, but in a lot of older games, you could only have a certain number of save slots. And in my home growing up, my older brother and my younger brother were seen as they viewed themselves as the ones who should have all of the slots because they were better at video games. So even though there were three of us and there's three slots, my game would get erased because I wasn't as serious as gaming. It also had to do because the systems were in their room and I didn't want to go in there all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever. So Final Fantasy VII, the original game, which came out in 1997, was considered like one of the best games of all time. It still is. Like the original is worth a lot of money. I have mine, but it's not in it's cracked on the outside. So I don't think I'd get any money for it. But it was a game that like impressed usually guys if you knew about it and if you had played it. And I feel bad because I think I wore that as like a badge of honor. Like, I know what Final Fantasy VII is. And it's one of those situations too where I'm better at my brothers at a certain type of game. Last of Us being a big one. But this, they would take the controller from me, or I would give them the controller. It wasn't always a wrestling away of it. But they would take it and they would beat something for me and then give it back. Like I couldn't do it. I'd be quicker if I'll just do it. And so I sort of got that in my head. So there were a lot of games growing up, like Donkey Kong Country 2, or I essentially never really played it because I would just give them the controller on my turn because I was so self-conscious about it that I wasn't as good as them, which I don't really feel that way anymore. I don't mind. You and I were talking about this recently. I actually don't mind sucking, but I'm actually really good at other games too. And I have been for a long time. So that's been something with this game coming back out is remembering where I was when I was playing it. And also just how times have changed because of walkthroughs. Like you'd look up online, like this huge it's manuscript like that somebody wrote, took the time to write and be like, if you want to play the piano, right, here's the tune. And I don't know, I might have to do it again, Samantha, because I came to the piano and I was like, is it the tune? I also feel like there's a lot of, again, I haven't chosen who I'm going to try to go for, but there's a lot of sexual tension early on. Yeah. Also, Final Fantasy VII is where a lot of stuff from my D&D campaign, I based it on Final Fantasy VII, to the point one of Dylan, past producer of the show, was like, is this from Final Fantasy VII? I was like, yeah, you got me.
Nice.
Yes. Hey, take inspiration from where
exactly.
You can.
Exactly. I like that he figured it out, though.
I did, too. I was like, hey, okay. And then a very brief update on Last of Us 2, because I know I talked about it a ton. I'm still sending Samantha all the casting notices. I'm very excited. But last time when we were talking about the remaster that just came out, I was saying there were some challenges I didn't know I could beat. I beat them. I beat
nice.
Them all. And they were, one of them was really hard. It was a headshot for everybody. That's difficult. and I recently beat the game on hard, thinking it was on light.
Oh.
Now, that is a big brag, but trust me, I remember being like, wow, I suck so bad because I thought it was on light. So it was hard, but I thought it was on light.
That's a nice surprise.
Yeah, it was a very nice surprise. But I just say this because, again, I'm pretty good at this game. And I feel like it's, you know, I'm trying to get better about looking at this behavior from my childhood where I just thought I could never be as good as my brothers. I wasn't good at video games, which I feel like a lot of my friends, especially my female friends, have internalized. Like, I have some friends that won't play video games at all because they're like, oh, I'm not any good. I won't be any good. But I'm trying to get better about being like, I'm not good at that game, but damn, am I good at this.
Good.
Yes, yes. Although I have had many funny instances where I brag about how good I am at The Last of Us and then die very comically immediately. Sometimes that happens too. that's how it goes.
That's exactly how it goes.
Yes. My same friend who I played Final Fantasy VII with, she was like, we had to play Mario Kart at least once because she's really good at it and I'm really bad at it. But I think it's fun. Like, I love playing it, but I'm bad. I got in 12th. Every race.
That's me.
I had a great time.
I had fun doing it.
I had fun doing it. I get why that's not fun for some people, but for me, I was just like, all right, I'll go for it.
Eventually, it gets annoying being last and explaining. I don't play well. Just stop asking me.
It's annoying if people get mad at you for it. Like, I feel like she doesn't care. I could be in the 12th.
Was it with Katie that I was playing? Like, Katie, I'm so sorry in advance. And then I did very awful. We just got stuck. I was like, yeah, that's about right.
Yep, that's about right. That's about right. And it is true that sometimes I do, like, if somebody's better at a thing than me, like my little brother was really good at Blitzball, which was a mini game in Final Fantasy X, I would ask him to do it for me. It wasn't worth it to me to spend that time and that stress. I would just ask him to do it. So there is space for that too. Sometimes it was an unhealthy thing of me just being like low self-esteem and them kind of dismissing me as a video game player. But sometimes I'd be like, can you please do this?
Yeah.
Which again, I was like, I could make some money playing this game if there's any interest.
We've talked about this.
I know. Well, listeners, if you have any games, we really do appreciate when you send in suggestions. They have definitely led to me purchasing some games, playing some games that I didn't know about. So please.
Me too.
Please let us know. If you have any thoughts about any of these. I have such a long way to go on Final Fantasy VII. Oh my gosh. But it'll be fine. You can email us at stephanieandmomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter at momstuffpodcast or on Instagram and TikTok at Stuff I'll Never Told You. We have a TeePublic store and we have a book you can get wherever you get your books. And it has stuff about video games in there. So yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Thanks as always to our super producer, Christina, our executive producer, Maya, and our contributor, Joey.
Thank you.
And thanks to you for listening. Stuff I'll Never Told You is a production by iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, you can check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.